We're in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chav Ches. The Mechaber says, Mavoi She'im Barach L'Shol Shot Tfachim. If a Mavoi does not, three Tfachim wide, Eino Tzarech Shum Tikan, it doesn't require Tikan Oshu Kasasim. It's like it's completely sealed. Mishmer quotes from Farshim who say that if the Pesach is not three wide, then it doesn't need a Tikan, even if the inside of the Mavoi is very wide. It all goes based off of the opening. Over the Mishnah Berurah says that even if we're machmer like the first opinion that when it is three tefachim wide, it does require a tikkun. That's dafka, where on the inside it was at least four wide, but it gets smaller at the Pesach. But if in the entire area it's not four wide inside, so then for sure we'd be able to be makel. The Mechaber continues, V'yesh Omrim, a second opinion, D'chol she'en bo arba tefachim, ain't shach shem tikkun. If it doesn't have four tefachim, it doesn't require tikkun, even if it, as opposed to the first opinion, which said it's only if it doesn't have three. Sivchav tes, mavui shetzido echad kala layam. If you have a mavui where one end of the mavui actually ends at a body of water of some sort, v'tzido echad kala la'ashba shalrabim, and the other side of the mavui ends at in the garbage dump area where people would throw their garbage. You don't have to do anything at all. Because the garbage dump of the public is not going to be moved. The garbage is going to remain there forever. We're not afraid either that the water is going to dry out completely. In which case, you now have a mavui which at both ends is not an area that people are able to use. And therefore, the ashba acts as one mechitza, and the water acts as another mechitza. The Mishnah Berurah quotes among Avraham, who says that here we must be talking about a body of water where boats do not pass from there to the port. Because if it were the case, then since all these boats pass there, it will be mavato the mechitza. But other achronim disagree and say that even if boats pass there, it would not be considered to be mavato the mechitza. Again, this is also only a case where we're talking about the edge of the water or the stream is 10 tefachim deep. But if that area is slanted and therefore it is not 10 tefachim deep by the end of the mavui, then it would not count as the mechitza. Rama comments, "Yesh holkim, some disagree. V'sovrim d'chashin and shemayal hayam sirton v'en kamechitza, that we do fear that maybe the water will dry out, because sometimes this happens. Not that the water is going to dry out, but that sand will come up and rocks will come up by the edge, and it will make it such that it is no longer ten tefachim deep by the edge of the mavui." It will be mavato the mechitza. The Mishnah Berurah says that the achronim were maskim like this second opinion to be more mafkir, but this is only in large bodies of water. But streams of water and rivers were not choshesh that this is going to happen, that the rocks and sand are going to come up, and the edge is considered to be a mechitza. But, says Mishnah Berurah, if it's a river that normally dries out, and when it dries out, you don't have the 10 tefachim deep anymore, so then it will be a problem.